Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. You are here with Lady A, and welcome to Grudge Inc. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Talk Radio. Let us get started with upcoming events. This Saturday, May 18th, Big Les will be hosting an event at Macon National Dragway, a.k.a. The Zoo. This coming Sunday, May 19th, Grudge Inc. will celebrate its one-year anniversary, and DJ Grant will be hosting a one-year anniversary Grudge Fest in Montgomery, Alabama. Saturday, May 25th, Rated X Racing will be hosting an event in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. There are multiple events going down on Sunday, May 26th. Quick is hosting a race in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. 901 Bad Boys will be hosting a race in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Alley Cat will be hosting an event in Texas at Houston Motorsports. And Edmund Mr. Five Speed Hall will host a baby pro mod shootout in Montgomery, Alabama. Come one, come all. Let's race. Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Good evening, everyone. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our hosts for tonight are going to be Breadman and Mississippi Joe.
Consider this an invitation to my gangster nation. This game right here is rough as fuck. These hoes out here are about to fuck. These fools out here are afraid to fuck. I have no fear, afraid of what. And with my fears, I'm coming up. Fools talk real loud, but don't run up. When we come through, they run and duck. We still right here, so what's the
nigga, I'm tired of these niggas barking that shit, talking that shit from the concrete.
Hello, Mississippi Joe and Brent, man. How are you all tonight?
Lady, I'm fine. What's going on?
Nothing much.
What's up, Brent?
What's going on?
Oh, everything good, everything good. Lady,
that's
you
good.
All right, baby?
I'm well. Are you good?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Lady.
Good. What about you, Brent, man?
Man, I'm ready to get this show on the road. I hope everybody doing well. Mississippi Joe, man, how you feeling, bro?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. You know, like my old partner used to say, it's hard, but it's fair.
Oh, good God, I thought you was going to hit me with that thing. I thought you were finna hit me with that jungle. It's a jungle.
No, Bree. But y'all, before I go any further, y'all know how I do my thing here on Mississippi Joe Show. As of right now, I'd like for everyone to please join me in a word of prayer. And so at this time, I'm asking everybody to join me in prayer. Our Father in heaven, my Father, it's this little old country boy again coming to you one more time and want to tell you thank you, Lord. I thank you what you have done, and I thank you for what you are about to do. Father, I want to let you know that I need you in my life. I fall short, I fall weak sometimes, Father. And I'm asking you, Lord, to strengthen me when I'm weak. Make me well when I'm sick. Father, I know without you, I will be nothing and there will be nothing. There would be nothing. I know, Father, that you are all things. And I know that you made all things. And I also know, Father, that all things are possible with you and through Christ. Father, I ask that you bless us and watch upon us as we travel the highways this weekend and ride up and down the byways. Father, I ask that you remain the same and do as you has always done. And that's be Jesus, perfect. You are the only one that we know that is so amazing. Father, I love you. Father, we love you. And we ask that you continue to keep your hands upon us and keep us in your presence with your grace and mercy. Father, we know without you, none of this would be possible. Father, I can go on and on saying the good things about you, Father. But it would take forever and a day. So right now, Father, I'm going to end this by saying, Father, we love you. We praise you. And, oh, Father, how we love to call your name. Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Brad, talk to us a little bit, baby. What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm excited about what we got going on this weekend. I hope that the fans are excited about, you know what I mean, the different events we have going on. And I just want to say, you know what I mean, I thank you for praying for all of us. It was a great prayer. And with that being said, man, I'm going to sit on back and see where we're going with this. What we got next, Joe?
Brent, we got upcoming events. I want to get them out of the way. Lady A, if you see Dolomite out there, would you please get him on and let us know when you got him on, please?
The contender, the number one contender for the belt, Dolomite. Step up.
Do you see Dola out there, Lady A?
I do. I'm just trying to come off of mute, and I have his mic open.
Dola, come on in here, big guy.
My mic should be open. Is it open?
Dola, I hear you loud and clear, Playboy. Talk to us.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Good evening to the host, Mississippi Joe, and Brad Mann, one time in your mouth. And Lady A.
Oh.
And Lady A, I'm sorry I said that. I forgot Lady A on there. How you doing, Lady A?
I'm doing good. I'm well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, ladies. Hanging in there. Glad that you're doing well and everybody's doing fine. But thanks for getting me on, Joe. And, man, I appreciate everything that you're doing, especially that prayer, man. I really appreciate the prayer, man. Keep everybody safe this weekend because we all going to do our thing and do what the Lord is allowing us to do in our lives, which is race our cars and enjoy ourselves. So we definitely appreciate that. I just wanted to come on, man, and tell everybody about tomorrow. Now, I'm going to tell y'all about tomorrow. I'm going to get a little hype about it because starting tomorrow, this weekend starts tomorrow, at Macon National Guard, we're on the 18th, down there in Macon. It's a G-body shootout. Let me tell you something.
Hold on. Don't let me interrupt you. Do they call Macon the zoo?
That's right. That's what they call it, the zoo, baby.
Okay.
Exactly what they call it. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going down. This G-body shootout started out with, I think, four people that was going to be in it. But I heard through the grapevine that there's some heavy hitters out there that have been getting their cars ready that's going to come down to Macon and shut down the usual G-body crowd. Now, that's what I heard. Now, I know Big Low is going to be in the house. My side, Big Low already on the premises, probably. Big Low ain't late. He likes to travel the roads and get on down there and get himself saturated. So Big Low is going to be in the house. We got Real Tree say that he's going to come down and be in the house in this shootout. We got the door two right there, Big Hitters all by themselves. Now, here comes, Joe, can I go ahead and say it now? I'm going to hold it last. All right? We already know.
Hold on, we can't hear you clearly. You're not speaking in the mic good or something. We can't hear you clearly.
Okay. Well, let me do this here.
All right. There we go, Dolan.
Let me take it completely off speaker. Let me say it like this. All right. So we got Big Low. We got Real Tree. We got the Gangsta Boo, too. And Tony, the Boss Bind. We already know Tony's a legend in this thing. Tony, the Boss Bind, is going to be there with Gangsta Boo, too. We got, I'm going to say it now. We got a man that's been getting this stuff together that I heard is ready. Did you hear what I say? I mean ready. They say Cold Killer gonna be in the house, and his car gonna speak the name when you see it, y'all. That's what I heard. Now I heard it through the grapevine.
Don't just be putting nothing out there. You mean to tell me Cold Killer got his car going now? Come on, Dolan.
Let me tell you something. Everybody that ain't seen what's supposed to be, just be in Macon tomorrow and watch what you see in this G-body get down. We got all the way from the start. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to second that just to let everybody know you're not coming on here trying to throw some fake junk out there. Cold Killer is making his debut. What I mean by his debut, a couple times y'all seen him, he couldn't get down the track. Car this, car that. Well, he ran it with a capital R now, ladies and gentlemen. And they tell me he won bad. Hush your mouth.
Shut your mouth. Good God Almighty.
It's going down. This G-body shootout right here going to be one for the ages, man, because we got the usual crowd. We got the crowd that's supposed to be in that's ready now. I mean, man, hold on. I can't forget about my boy Don Ye. I can't forget about my up north boy Don Ye. Don Ye gonna be in the house getting in this shootout.
He gonna be in the house. Good God Almighty! Welcome to Atlanta.
Now I'm gonna tell you a sleeper that if y'all don't watch out, could be the dark horse in this thing right here. And he got one letter and one damn number. And I think y'all can put that together. Is T5 going to be in the house? T5 coming up from Florida with the Florida boy and Big Low and the boy. T5 say he coming to take that $3,000 on over to Montgomery for the 19th race. But I'm telling you, if y'all miss this G-body shootout that's supposed to happen in Macon, y'all going to miss one for the ages because I'm telling you,
The heavy hitters going to be in the house. The white boys, okay? The white boys are going to be in the house. Now, I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to put a question mark on the white boy because I really hadn't spoke to him personally, which I should have, but I didn't. But from what I hear, the white boy is going to be in the house too. Everybody that I name is going to be in the house, y'all. They're going to be down there running this G-body shootout. We got Trey Warren. He's going to tip up on some asses from what I heard, and we all know who drives Trey Warren. Another legend in this thing, Dawg. Dawg going to be in the house. I don't know if he's getting in the shootout, but any UG-body that want to get on Dawg going to be in the house. He's going to be ready, too. So this is going to be a good G-body shootout, y'all. I'm going to be there putting it on film. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, it's going to be one for the ages, y'all.
I have a question when you get this case.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to be able to make it Saturday. I'm going to be in Montgomery Sunday. And I want to ask, was y'all going to do the two live broadcasts like you always do, 1 at 5, 1 at 9, or 10? And it's a lot
now
of other people
have
called and asked me from the surrounding areas also here in Mississippi. So I'm just curious, and I would like to know, since it's your show, are you going to have or ask the Godfather to do two live broadcasts or a live broadcast?
I wish it was just my show, Joe, but it ain't. It's a collaborative on this deal. And I have not spoke to Dawg about if he's going to do a show or not. We can get him on. I guess we can ask him, but that's going to be totally a Dawg call. And matter of fact, I don't want to even put him on front like that. I'd rather check with him first and see. And again, it's going to be totally up to Dawg, but I know everybody will damn sure want to hear this G-body shootout go down. So, you know, I would hope and pray that he had time. But I know. Now, one thing you got to remember now, Joe. Dawg is going to be on the mic emceeing this thing down there, too, now.
Well,
so he's going to be down there doing his thing on the mic.
That's never stopped him from doing a live broadcast. So I've seen he can do that 2 or 3 times and still do a live broadcast. I've seen him do it numerous of times. Now, it's just up to the Godfather whether he want to do it or not. But as long as he know people are listening to him and wants a live broadcast, most of the time he will do it. You know he got them old funny ways, so... You know, it just all depends on him.
Well, I'm gonna let him, decide on that, Joe. I can decide for him on that. Yeah, you can get him on. You can ask him that question. But I'm gonna tell you, it's going down and making the mall, y'all. I mean, y'all need to come on down. And as soon as we leave, you know, leave Macon, we're gonna deal with our 1 year anniversary that's gonna be happening over in Montgomery, Alabama. But right now, we're talking about the 18th, y'all. Big G-body shooter. Now, not only that, Big Leg's going to be in the house, all right? We're going to have all kind of stuff going on. We're going to have street car action going down, okay? Street car, I mean, guys that been wanting to get in the shootout, here's your chance to get paid. We put $500 on top of the pot. Y'all come on in this thing. Let's see how many we can get in it and get out. There it is, tomorrow at Macon National Dragway, May 18th. That's going to be the start of the killer weekend, y'all.
Hey, Dolan, I got a quick
question.
What's
going on? Yes, sir.
I got a text message came across, and it says, if y'all haven't mowed the lawn, don't worry about it because it's a wild billy goat running around eating up all the grass for the spectators to have somewhere to stand tomorrow. So they told y'all don't bring the lawn service in there and cut the grass. Wow, Billy.
Well, that's good. At least the goat will have something to do after he get his ass exploded. You know, we could put him out there and let him mow some grass. You know,
like, I mean,
we could let him mow some
grass here, and he's gonna be full and strong for the race in Montgomery on Sunday. So I'm just letting you know it came across the text came across the stream. That's
okay.
What it is.
All right, I'm glad you got that little plug in for the goat. But you know, goats eat grass. That's what they good at. You know, they eat grass. So we're gonna make sure that we put them out to pasture, so he can go on and finish the rest of his life, grass. You know, because that's what goats do.
A K in front of it. A K in front of that G. Yeah.
That's what ghosts do, you know. They get their ass. I mean, they eat grass, you know. That's what they do.
Eat grass, they kick ass. That's what they do. So that being said, man, thank you for coming on, man. Yes, sir.
Breadman, before I go, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna get on out of here. Breadman, I'm gonna say this here. In Montgomery, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna come to pass. Bobby Wildchild is my buddy, but I'm kicking his ass. That's all it. I'm gonna show you how buddy's supposed to do it. I'm gonna kick his ass, and then after we kick ass, we're gonna drink some pops together. That's what we gonna do. But I'm kicking that ass come Montgomery. Remember I said so. I'll be back on the show to say I told you so.
Well,
now I'm out of here. One time in your mouth.
If you beat him, Dolomite, you welcome to stand in on the show. We'll have you a warm welcome. You know what I mean? To celebrate.
That's
the
what I'm talking about.
I definitely do that for you. But with that being
That's
said,
what I'm talking.
Time in your mouth.
All right, man. I'm going back on mute. Thanks, Mississippi Joe. Thanks, Brad, man, for letting me on, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right, baby. Hey, Lady A, do you see Stunner out there? Number one Stunner.
Let me see. No, I don't. Sometimes he's on with someone, so I can't really tell, but I don't see his number by itself.
Okay, well, is Bobby Wildchild?
He is.
Oh, Miss Mike, see what he got coming up down in Albany, upcoming event. Please.
I'll try your mic, open.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Lady 8 and Mr. Breadman, and one time Mississippi Joe in your mouth.
What's going on, Wild Child?
Oh, ain't nothing much there, Hey, we got a little something going on tomorrow, too, but, you know, just... The guy going to do a little something down there. We got a bike fest going on tomorrow down at US 1590 in this class. And we got this thing called Who's Running. We got a lot of the local boys like to come down and get down with a little bit there. So $500 on top of whatever they put in also, too. But I want to tell y'all about next weekend on the 26th. We got us a concert coming up along with some heads-up racing, big dog shootout. We got several guys that... line that we got Chili Willie versus the Bone Shaker. You got me, my after I get through skinning up Dolomite ass, I'm gonna skin up the Rump Shaker from Tallahassee, Florida, South and Jacksonville. I'm sorry, and the Cotton Boy. We got a whole bunch lined up. We got Freak Nasty say he wants to win, or Chili Willie, or whoever it may be. We got Bobby John Jr. going up against the Cool Water Racer. And after all that is gone down, well, we got about five of them coming on the stage there. Now, I might get these names wrong because, I ain't like them young folks. But we got, I think it's Young Drew, Pastor Troy, Rich Kid, Swayze Baby. Hell, I might be missing some of them. But we got about six or seven rappers going to be there. We got a couple of them coming out of Atlanta to do the open act. And we got a bikini contest and a car attack show. So y'all need to just come on the 26th if you ain't doing then. Come on down to US19. And if y'all want to see how we do it, just go to US19. That's drag waiting for up. We got a couple of videos up there. And you might see something you like. But we do like the parts down here, too. After we get through racing and beating up everybody, we just go ahead on and, you know, do a little rump shake. And also... I heard Mr. Dolomite doing all that talk to me. Only thing I'm going to say about this whole situation, see the bullshitting over with now. It's time to stop talking. I'm joking. It's time not.
Uh-huh.
So it's time not to get your ass in them lights. That's the only thing I got to say. So only thing I'm going to say is this, and I'm going on mute. Watch. I'm going to haul it back out there to Montgomery, and I'm going to haul it right back home. One time in your mouth, Red Band and Mississippi. I'm gone. Out of here.
All right.
Well, Joe, look like we done got everything. Where are Chicago boys at, Joe? What's going on here? Ain't nobody calling.
Oh, Fritz, I got one more fella I'm going to get on and let him say something about his show, his upcoming event. And
I'm in the process of getting him home. And then after I get him home, we can move on along and talk
well,
about it.
I might have one fella after you, Joe. Fit me
now,
in that,
ahead.
Joe.
You can do him now. You can do him now, then. If he's already
out. Where's Mandrell? Look for Mandrell. Shut up and raise. Hit the one button.
Okay. Get him on, Brett.
Look for, Lady 8, look for, last four digits,
No, the first three, the area code, then the last four, Brett.
Okay, 706-1141. 706-1141. Push. Oh, well. We'll come back to him, Joe. We'll come back.
Lady 8 may be in the process of doing something, so nevertheless, we're going to get him on if he's reachable.
Yeah, he's reachable. He just shot me a message and say, give him about 5 minutes, and he'll come on in here, and he got a promotion at a race that he's doing. Mandrell, shut up and race.
Okay, well, we want to get him on.
Have DJ Grant.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the number one stunner.
All I can say is you better believe it, and you better be ready, because the killers will be in Montgomery on the 19th. Be there,
talk
be square.
Let us know what's going on. We need you to talk loud and clear. Tell us what you got going on, what kind of classes, everything. We want to understand everything. You got the floor.
I ain't got but a couple of minutes to get this in. So I'm going to try my best to get it on there.
However long you want to take, that's fine.
All right. May 19th. Fellowship Racing and Grudge Inc. will be in Montgomery, Alabama. The Grudge Inc. Killers will be in Alabama. We got 6-0, 7-0, 560 shootout, and a king of the 28-inch tie shootout. We got a list of who's who in that shootout also. I mean, I've been getting calls all day long. I couldn't do any work today for the calls I was getting. I appreciate everybody that's showing support. I mean, it's seeming to be bigger than we could have ever imagined this race to be. They have chartered a bus coming out of North Carolina bringing people to this race. Every hotel in Montgomery right now, they're saying, is pretty much booked for this weekend for people coming in, booking hotels for the race. So, I mean, it is unbelievable the overwhelming response we got to this thing going on, y'all. I look forward to it. I'm just got my tires, brand new tires put on my wheels, and we'll be loading up the Stunmobile tomorrow and heading that way. I just look forward to seeing everybody. I hope everybody be safe on the road, and we're going to get it in. I mean, everybody at the same place at the same time. It was something I really wanted to do, something for the fans, you know, not dividing the fans and just everybody, all the girl dresses at the same place. At the same time, and it seemed like we done pulled it off, and it ain't going to be no excuse for nobody not to race if you're in the place, and if you don't race, you will be exposed, including myself.
Well, I got one question for you.
Yes, sir.
Have you heard anything about a guy they call Cold Killer?
Let me tell y'all something. I ain't at liberty to really say, but... You know, I want to kind of reveal my killers here and there. You know, Dog has some stuff to say about my buddy Cold Killer. Boss Bynes has something to say about my buddy Cold Killer. But I can assure you, they don't want none of that Cold Killer, because he is a Grudge Inc. killer, and he'll kill both of them. All he got to do is give me the word, and I will lock both of them in. But it was told to me after Saturday night, they ain't going to want to go. That's what was told to me.
So you saying after Cold Killer make his debut in Macon, and everybody see he is the real deal, he is the Cold Killer, that everybody going to back
up? There's one girl you didn't kill her not to fool with. They going in the bushes. All I can tell you, man, you better have your faces in the place, because it's going, I mean... All the people that bring action will be in the house. And all the people you think won't bring no action, you'll see if they're going to do something or not. It's going down.
I agree, Stone, because you can get back on the show Monday and talk about you
that's
and whoever else didn't bring no action. Ain't
anybody
right?
Else. That's it. That's it.
Brad, what you got to say about that, Brad?
Well, it sounds like he summed it up. you know what I mean? You know, either you're going to be about it or forget about it. One or the other. You know what I mean? That's it. Come hard or stay home.
That's it.
There you go,
that's
Brad.
It.
There you go, Brad. Brad, we can
just
start it, y'all.
Just start it, because I don't think my mom on this show here. One time, in your mouth. Come hard or go home.
Well, Stunner, and where is this going to take place at on the 19th, Stunner? That's Sunday, correct?
That's Sunday, May the 19th at Montgomery Motorsports Park. Gates open up at 10, and the way people are talking, I might have to open up at 8 or 9. I don't know, because I got some people saying they're camping out at the gate. So, I don't know, man. I just look forward to seeing everybody. And, again, I'm thanking everybody in advance for the support, and just really look forward to seeing everybody and just having a good time. And fellowshipping.
Well, Stunner, I want to give you some props, Stunner, because I like the way you're handling yourself tonight on the MJ and Breadman show. You're being thankful and you're already thanking the people for their support. So that means that you know this thing is bigger than you and it don't reside just around you.
It's way bigger than me,
man.
Yeah, it's way bigger than me. It's way bigger than me.
And I have to say that you know, a job well done. You're a class act, Stunner.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, and I want my $100 sent to my P.O. box.
All right, brother. Well, the son says I can't really answer any more questions or anything about the race. I hope y'all can handle anything else that pertaining to the race, because I'm just reaching the cutoff point, so I got to kind of start shutting down right now. So I'm going to be on for a little bit, but any question pertaining to the race, I'm going to need y'all to handle that for me.
I got it, Stunner. I got
appreciate it.
I'm going to handle it the best of my ability. And for those of you who don't know what Stunner's talking about, he is a seven-day
Adventist.
And he's talking about his religion. He's not allowed to discuss business at a certain time on Fridays or Saturdays, so we got it, Stunner. Okay?
Appreciate it. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going on.
Have a good evening, man.
All right.
Hey, Joe. Tight man said then and said, if he, you know, get his mic open, he'd greatly appreciate it. Tight man, you out there.
Hey, Lady, would you open Tight Man mic so we can hear what he got to say? Because I know he got something to say that killer red. Lady.
Yes, Tight Man, your mic is open.
How you doing, Lady A? Thank you very much, sweetie.
How are you? You're welcome.
All I wanted to say is everybody, you caught us a doom bugging last year. You said what we wasn't going
to do.
Hold on,
Tight.
You said what we wasn't going to do. Any motherfucker sitting on 29, you ain't safe. Anybody sitting on 29, we done took the bumpers off the car, so there ain't no way to jump on and get on the bandwagon. We done took the hammers off the side, so there ain't no way to pull on the side of it and get on the bandwagon. So guess what? We don't need no
help. Hey,
let's
be quiet, y'all, so we can hear him, though, y'all. Close your mouth, you're going to land.
We don't need no help, and we ain't even ready to race. We just happened to go down the track two times. And, yes, we are a Grudge Inc. killer, but we planned on killing a batch of motherfuckers in Grudge Inc. too. So ain't nobody safe. The flamethrower dungeon, you on the list too. Mississippi Joe, you on the list too. Ain't nobody safe sitting on 29. We gonna sit back. We ain't ready to race. We just got two. We went down the track twice. Will the dog stop calling over the world telling the motherfucker how we look?
We don't need no help. We don't want no friends. Only thing we want is deposits and a date. That's it. Now I'm going on mute. Thank you, Mississippi Joe, for letting me have that little moment.
Hold on. Keep your mic on. Hold on, Tank. Tank, don't go.
I'm here, Joe. I'm here, champ.
But I'm glad that you came on here and let everybody know how UCamp is doing this thing. And I want to tell you, first of all, I think that's a beautiful thing that ain't nobody safe. So that means we're going to see a lot of racing.
There it is.
And so it's beautiful. That means the Grudge Inc. is going to find Grudge Inc. like we've always been doing. And if you showed up in Grudge Inc., your ass belonged to the Killers. So
you said a mile foot in.
What's that thing?
You said a mile foot in, Joe. Hey, all Grudge Inc. ain't this. Grudge Inc. ain't that. Deposit, motherfucker. Deposit.
So I'm going to go on quiet. I just wanted to tell you that. I appreciate it. I'm going to be quiet because I don't have nothing to address nobody with. So I'm going to do like the good boy I do in Sunday school. Be quiet.
Well, Joe is like this right here. Let me tell you something, Mississippi Joe. You was a champ before you had that little mishap, and you gonna get the champ respect. But I just wanted to let them know, you know, because I've been hearing that it's been phone calls all over the United States. No, that Trey One is the first one on deck. Trey One is the first one on deck.
Well, you know, you got a lot of people did pick it, Cold Killer. And Johnny Real Tree said he wasn't going to never get the motherfucker right. I'm going to tell the truth.
Guess what? He ain't get it right then. Wherever he's been at, let him stay there. Help the bear.
And then, you know, you had that 901 boy was bluffing you a long time, Killer.
Hey, Joe, I done endured a lot. Only thing I'm saying, we ain't quite ready yet. But we got our pressure. We going down the track, and we like what we've seen so far. So by me saying we ain't quite ready yet, that means don't come over talking about what you want to do. Believe me, when we see just what we need to see, I promise you, won't nobody have to ask us, is we ready? We will be beating down the doors and beating down the highway.
Well, I just got a call text. Somebody called Live Action, said they looking for some 29-315 action. Live Action,
Saturday?
I'm going to say this. I got Tight Man on the phone. Will you text me the first three, the area code, your last four, so I can let you address Tight Man? You hear me, don't you, Tight?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, Joe. It's just
Live
amazing.
Action,
you go down to... You go down the track two times, and you're an uproar. There ain't no uproar. We ain't done nothing yet. Help the bear. See us in the woods, throw honey on us. Let the bees and the goddamn bears and the mosquitoes eat us up.
Well, I'm glad they making a big hoopla out of it. That means that somebody going to race
this. Uh-uh. Not that. Don't worry.
Somebody gonna race. I know one you're gonna get a race for. I know one you're gonna get a race for.
Name it.
What's that?
Name it.
I can't do that yet. See, they get all pressure.
We know who that is.
hey, Joe, I've been taking all the punches, getting hit in the mouth, and and I had to shut up too, but we went down the track. But I just didn't appreciate the way this whole week been going. All the Grudge Inc. Killers. Won't nobody do nothing. We ready to go straight off the motherfucking trailer. You know who that's to. He ain't got to ask us. He ain't got to ask us. I'm asking him. Deposit, sir.
Well, what the fuck talking about that now? I said it. This Mississippi Joe talking.
I think you're talking about dogs,
man. I ain't talking about Tony.
I'm talking about Willie, a.k.a. Watson Dog.
I'm talking about all of them. All of them talk that shit and bluff it, knowing nobody's car wasn't ready and jumping up and down like they passed. That's what the East Coast like to do. When they know you ain't ready, they want to jump up and down like fast, knowing your car ain't ready. Goddamn, when you get ready, you can't hear a mile piss on fucking cotton.
Hey, Mr. Joe, champ, I want to also let you know something. The Bumblebee will be in the house tomorrow, locked up and ready to rock. And if you're a small block, stop suspension. I thought I'd tell you we gonna save it. We gonna save it for after LT race. But after that, ain't nobody safe. And then you say, I know what they saying. Why are you gonna save it after this race? We doing what every other promoter do to save their car for their race. But after that, there, the car is always nearby. That's the new name of the car. Always nearby.
Well, you know what? I got the Godfather on. Lady, open up the Godfather, Mike. He want to say
open
something.
Open up his goddamn mic.
Uh-oh. Goddamn, open up the Godfather, Mike.
Open
lady.
Up
you
his goddamn
on
mic.
Be on
there. I don't see him. Godfather, hit one for me, please.
He the one with all the ones going across the phone, or he the one that with the private number.
Godfather just sent me a fucking text, so I know he listens. Godfather, hit the one button. Be known. I want to open your mic up.
He on with someone? Because I don't see his number.
He probably is. Ain't no telling, but he listening. Or he may be on the internet, but if you want to send something to type, Godfather, you're welcome. And I know you hear me.
I mean, we have a lot of hands up, but I don't know if he's on with someone, so you're going to have to text me and let me know where you are. I see you.
Man, you finish that something real quick. Go ahead.
No, I had, we had a bunch of hands up. I didn't know if we were going to finish with that other segment, but go ahead, boss. I'm sitting back.
Yeah, I want to let Mandrell ready, and we can let him speak about his show. I just want to let Tyke get that out. And so the people
Godfather,
know that Coach Kills makes it. Huh? What's that, lady?
I thought I opened his mic, but I guess it wasn't him. Never mind. I don't know.
Mandrell
ready to say something about his event?
706-1141, lady. 706-1141. Open that mic up, please.
Mandrell, your mic is open.
And the Bumblebee will be to a Mandrell race, too.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. I have
to talk. Mandrell, we cannot hear you. You sound like a little
up,
girl
man.
Or good. Something.
Good.
Talk
about
up
it,
put your phone, your mouth
kick
in the phone.
Now, rubber, kick the door down.
Yeah. Hold it. Watch your mouth.
There
now.
You go. There you
mouth.
Go, Mandrell.
Watch your mouth. We'll be in your mouth two times. But look here, he's smart. Hey, I appreciate y'all having me on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I've been hitting the one button for a minute. First of all, a lot of y'all might not know, but they call me Mandrell, Shut Up and Race, whatever you want to call me. But at the same time, I got a show coming up May the 25th in Edison. I do streetcar events for people that haven't been. I do them all over. I did my first one in Macon. I'd like to thank Jay for letting me do it. CEO Grudge Inc., and he can tell you the rest about that. We shut the whole, Titan tell you about that, shut the whole making down. They never seen a crowd like that in a long time. But at the same time, Titan, who you say going to be at my race? At my track?
The
Bumblebee.
Hold up,
Miss Sibby Joe. I don't care where you're from. He coming to my house. My track.
Mm-hmm.
He did my action with me. When I come in that gate, I got no friend. I can help you out all day long. I put my game face on when I come in that gate. Right. So he
That's
did
right.
my action with me.
Mandrell,
you know. You never know now. You never know. But I'll be there.
I feel a little foolish, too.
I tell you what, a frog don't jump that good with one leg. You know that, don't you? He just jump in a circle.
Guess what he's still doing, though?
What that?
He's still moving and he's still damn jumping. He just ain't jumping high.
They're going to get a big out. You might
want to sit out. I'm going to tell you, man, Dre, I got some tobacco over here. I'm going to rub on the wound when he's sticky because you need to touch.
I'm just going to tell you what to rub it in, Brett. He already got the wound. Just pack it. Just pack that wound up.
Hey, man, Dre, okay, go ahead, y'all. I was just going to ask you what kind of classes you was having, man, Dre, or was it going to be all Grudge? I just wanted to ask you more about your event. You didn't never get the spirit.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Ty kind of threw me off when he said that Tony gonna be down here at my house. You know, he won't leave, saying he won't get no action. He probably gonna get that from me. You know, it is what it is. But yeah, I do a lot of hard tie stuff. You know, hard tie street car, 5-speed hard tie, separate the automatic and the 5-speed. I also got a 580 class going. I got an invitational race going, and they're really more street cars for invitation wise. So I'm getting ready to put up a video, and that'll be on the D-Mr. 5-Speed, my YouTube channel. So when you see the video pop up tonight, and if your car looks similar to your car, you might want to give me a call because I'm putting anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 on top of this purse, what I'm doing. They're probably going to put in maybe $100, maybe $50. I'm still going to put $1,000 to $2,000 on top of the purse. And I got to say that, too, I always do stuff for the kids. So when you see how we're racing and stuff like that, you know where it come from. Everybody know where it come from. I mean, I don't care who do it, you know, but a lot of this stuff, you got to look out for your future. You know we're getting old, so you got to raise the kids up doing the right thing.
Okay, Mandrea. Anything else you want to say? I don't want to shortchange you, but everybody's welcome to promote their show on Grudging Show. You see that. So you can't, don't never go by what nobody heard, what you heard, or et cetera, et cetera. All you got to do is come on here and hit the one button.
Let me say that too. You know, a lot of people may talk bad about Jay, but, you know, Jay run a business. And for somebody that run a business, I know what it takes to run a track. You know, you got to do what you got to do. If somebody want to rent a track every week, that's fine. If somebody want to rent it down in Houston every week, that's fine. It's up to them where they get the spectators in. You know, it takes money to run a track. And because you see a lot of people out there, that don't mean you made money. You still got light bill. You still got overhead. You still got this. You know, I can go on and on about that. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Red, got man, to time in your mouth.
That's right.
And when that date is, what date you say that show going on?
May 25th in Edenton, Georgia. Anybody, you know, need a number, 706-347-1141. That'll be my number. But, Joe, I got to ask you a question, Joe.
Yes, sir.
And I got to say this. Now, Tony got a car. I know he called it, what he called that car again?
GB2.
Yeah, I know what it was. Yeah, but listen, Tony ain't raising hell now. I got to give it to him now. He winning some races with that car. You got to hurry up and get that car out, man. You can't let nobody forget that car, man. Y'all got to hurry up and get that car out.
Oh, man.
Tony already got that name. He already got the name.
I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to be quiet. I'm gonna tell you this, since you know I'm gonna stroke my own dick a little bit. Y'all excuse me for that kind of talk, but I'm gonna stroke.
You must gonna be using your fingers.
Well, whatever I do, I'm still gonna stroke. But listen, a lot of people, the people are out, and you remember I told you this later on. You gonna come back and tell me, Mississippi Joe, right? The guys that are coming out, they got cars. I agree with you. But, motherfucker, you finna see a machine.
Ooh!
Damn.
Red, man.
I'm through with that now.
All I'm saying is he out there winning. As long as he winning, that car gonna steady be on top. So you got to hear him get that car out before they forget about it. They know about it. You know, everybody knows now.
Mandrea.
Huh?
Mandrea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If John Ford had a son and his name was John Ford, Dale got a son, his name is Dale Jr. That's all they talk about, and he ain't doing much winning, right? As long as Tony out there racing with the Gangsta Boo 2, you'll always remember the Gangsta Boo 1. One time.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying he's going to forget it, but listen to what you just said, though. Yeah, Junior was winning. Tony winning. Therefore, Tony, you know, that when, all right, when Tony was losing, then they go back. Man, you got to get that car out, man.
Got to get it out. Hey, man, y'all talk about this. Let's get this damn race locked up. I ain't mean to interrupt y'all, but Red Man, Mr. Joe, how y'all doing out there? Where that tight girl at? Now, y'all talking all that shit about a cold killer. I want somebody to tell me, name one goddamn somebody a cold killer done beat. Lock that motherfucking in. Goddamn it, lock in 200 on 200. Straight out the trailer, 2 o'clock, bitch.
Man, somebody get
Godfather
off this motherfucker.
Show.
You got that mic.
Hey, dog. You came in like you were supposed to. I respect
they
that.
They muted my mic, man. They done muted my damn mic. Mr. Bitch, I'm going to slap you in the mouth as soon as I see you in my
door. Hey, I told you. Hey, I just got through saying how them East Coast jokers play all them goddamn games.
Motherfucker, I ain't no East Coast motherfucker. I'm from Alabama, bitch.
Well, you live over there in Georgia now.
You don't tell me where the fuck I live. That you live in Mississippi, motherfucker. What'd that make you?
I'm a Southerner.
Well, I'm a goddamn Southerner too, motherfucker. So I don't hear that East Coast bullshit.
Well, you reside now in Georgia.
Oh, then, okay, Georgia. That's the South too, motherfucker.
Yeah, but you in the East Coast though.
But fuck that. This your show. You said you was looking for me to lock in. What the fuck you waiting on?
You come on that show, my fat bullshit. 200 on 200.
Well, motherfucker, how much you gonna bet out your pocket?
Hold on. That's what my show is gonna be about tonight. You got all these motherfuckers out here call themselves tough and smart. They want to bet a motherfucker, but they only want to bet 500 on 500 to see what the fuck they run.
Well, how much you gonna bet, Joe?
Should racers do that?
How much you gonna
bet? Should race like that?
Motherfucker, I ain't never said I was no motherfucking big shot. I always been a small shot.
Well, this I dude understand that. This is not about you. This is about what you said. You want to bet 200 on 200.
Well, if you want to bet if you don't, shut the fuck up.
What's that?
If you want to bet. If you don't, shut the fuck up.
Well, yeah. Well, like Cold Killer said, if you ain't no motherfucker big boy, stay in your lane. You want to look back where the little boy is at.
I'm satisfied being a little boy.
Well, I'm just saying that what he said now. He just
well, we don't give a fuck what he said. I don't give a damn. Cold Killer said, what Hot Killer said, what Big Killer said, all I gotta know is the motherfucker ain't beat nobody this year. One time in your motherfucking mouth.
Well, y'all going wild with that, man.
Well, I agree with that, but Bray, I gotta ask this question to you. Everybody done talked about upcoming events. You know what I'm gonna talk about. You got a lot of these so-called slick, racist, smart, trickery, whatever they call it. They scatter you, but they know they can bet 2,500 or 3,000, but they'll lock you in for 1,200 on 1,000. Should a grudge racer run that kind of race and he knowing a grudge racer only trying to see where he at? That's to you, Brett, man.
Well,
Did you understand it though?
Yeah, I understand it. I'm gonna say this here. You know, nobody knows a man's pocket. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know what I mean, my perspective, you know what I mean? If my pocket right, you know what I mean, I wanna bet more. But if that's all I got at that time, then, you know what I mean, that's all I can offer up. Now, as looking at it from your point of view, you know what I mean, if everything looking good, and I feel that that's what this man trying to do. If this man done sat back and watch me run somebody that he may have lost to, and he want to judge me, but he want to chump me off a little chump chain, then no, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't fall for it. But Go ahead.
Let me make sure I understand you. Basically, what you're telling me, Breadman, is that you're going to do the best thing for Breadman and your opinion to the your fellow opponent or whoever else it is for them to do the best thing for them. If it's the best thing for them to do is not to run you for the 200 or the 500 or the 1,000, then don't do it. If it's the best thing for you to do is not to bet the 1,000 or 2,000, then you're not going to do it. Am I following you?
Let me say this right here. Let's throw a scenario out there. Okay? You beat Dog, trade one car, okay? And I want to run Dog. Dog has beat me before, okay? So I want to run Dog, but you done beat him already. So I step to you. You and Dog ran for $3,000 apiece. So I step to you and say, hey, Joe, I would like to run you for $1,500 because I want to judge whether or not I can beat Dog too. So I run you. Say you say, well, I'll run you for that. You know what I mean? Because we somewhere that nobody's not watching. And you run me for that, and you don't gap me. But I saw you gap Trey One. Okay? So now I go back to Dog, and I say, let's lock it in, Dog. 15 on four or better. You know what I mean? And that's what I feel like you saying to me. You know what I mean? How the game is going. Am I right? Do you feel like I'm understanding what you're saying?
Yeah, well, what I'm saying, Brad, basically, this is my opinion. I understand you, too. Basically, if you have set standards that you run for, this
right.
is my advice to any grudge racer. If you have a certain standard that you want to run for, then don't lower it unless you want to. And this is my advice to all the grudge racers. If you have a certain limit that you don't want to run over, then don't do it unless you want to. That goes out to everybody. Bottom line, just like Dog said, he got a certain limit. He got it. If I don't want to race Dog for no 200 or whatever, I just simple. It's simple. I don't race him. He can talk all the shit he want to talk. He can say I'm scared, won't run, whatever. Okay, fine.
Hey, Bong Man, can I say one thing before you say that?
What now?
Can I say one sum on your show, sir?
Yeah, go ahead.
You forgot one thing. The 200 was an extra. That was extra money. Cole Killer said he run to me for free just to shut my mouth. You forgot about that?
You know what, dog? You know what? I remember that. I sure do remember that now. But I don't think he's gonna do that.
Well, you know, I mean, so don't
he
jump on me
it,
when
though.
I say so. Bread man, I
oh,
like
no,
a bread man.
It,
I see
though,
like
dog.
I said, y'all ain't never know me to be no big shot motherfucker now. I always run for moderate pots because I'm on a fixed income, and I got plenty of money to maintain. I ain't got no money to entertain, though.
What, dog, man? I done seen you run for $1,500.
Hold on a minute. You ain't never in your life seen me run for that much. You might have seen somebody else put in the pot, because I don't run for that much. The most I might run for, unless not I went out there and hit the lottery or something, it'll be $500. Now, somebody
well,
else might have hit
the reason why I said that, Godfather, I heard you say lock in $300 on
15. Okay. Oh, but I'm going to tell you what, though. When I knock Cold Killer ass in the damn head, I'm going to see if you're going to have a show to come back and say, damn, dog, goddamn, he said he was going to fuck him up. Now, all I'm waiting on is a deposit.
Well, tight man, are you still on here? Because I want to see you race. I don't give a damn if y'all do run free. I want to see that.
It ain't going to be free, though. It ain't going to be free. I'm just letting you know. Don't try to make me look like a small fry, because I told you, I'm a small contractor, but I do big jobs. My man, Mississippi Joe down in Mississippi, taught me that.
I ain't going to tell you no lie about that. Everything comes through the Godfather. Everything. No matter. But I do have one question for you since Tight done left. Are you going to do a live broadcast in Macon?
Joe, I'm going to tell you something, man. And I don't want to say whether I'm here or not on the air right now, because there's something behind that I don't want to tell you. I'll tell you off air. Put it that way.
Okay, well, that's fine. Because I remember you telling me, long as you know that the people are enjoying your live broadcast, then most likely you will do one.
Well, Joe, I'm going to tell you off air, then if you don't agree with me, I'm going to give you $500 and do one. But I'm going to tell you why. I ain't going to answer that right now. But off air, I'll tell you why, whether I'm going to do it or not. But I'll let you know off air.
Well, I understand that you're emceeing the show in Montgomery also. Is that correct, Godfather?
Well, I heard that me and you both supposed to be doing it, sir.
Yes, sir. That's why, yes, sir.
Look here, don't we always do it anyway? You know damn well, one joke is good, two jokers should even be better, right?
Ain't no doubt. Well, are you going to do a live broadcast in Montgomery?
Joe, you didn't read between the lines. I told you I would tell you off air,
sir. Oh, okay. Oh, I thought that was the only concern in making.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. When I tell you off air, you can say, damn, you got a point there, Godfather. You're going to tell me I got a point. You'll see. I'm going to tell you, though.
Okay, that's good.
Before I go, I want to tell you and Bread Man, boy, y'all just like peanut butter and jelly, boy. All y'all need now is some goddamn wheat bread.
Well, that's good, man. I have to admit the same thing, Godfather. When I don't have nothing to talk about, man, I can call Bread Man. He'll come up with all kinds of topics, and I'll be so glad. It ain't nothing like having a partner in crime to have your back, to help you, to catch you when you're falling. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you know me. I know about it. You know I know about it, my brother.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about it.
But now, man, me, Cold Killer, Tyke Man, and all us, man, and everybody was making the jokes about the fellowship and the shit. We going to raise that fellowship. Ain't nothing wrong with doing both of them, brother.
Right, right. Well, I'm just glad to know that, you know, the Godfather will be in the house Saturday and Sunday.
Man, I'm going to come in there buck-ass naked with bells on. Buck naked with bells on.
Well, I have a question for you. Will the Pray One machine be with you?
Joe, that's the only way I'm coming, baby. Wide the fuck open, baby.
Well, I'm letting you know. Doobie said you better not be caught, Monk.
I just told. Well, get Doobie on the phone, sir. And that Doobie, I told you, Doobie got to. I got to get Doobie the bank tie because he shouted me.
Okay, it's on. That's all I can tell you. He called me personally, Godfather, and told me you better not be in Montgomery.
All my New Orleans friends. That girl called me too now. I told you I didn't want to disrespect no women, but when they sit in that race car, I'm going to slap the shit out of her just like any other man.
But can I ask you a question, though, Godfather? A lot of the people don't know you personally. I'm a personally a little bit of somewhat a protege of yours, till you kicked me out of school, and I got the big head and got hard-headed, I must admit. But just to show the people and to tell the people that we're not lying about Cold Killer, did you hear anything of this nature that he might be ready and he done made some hits down the track? Seriously, though.
No, I can't say that. I didn't hear a damn thing. I'm the one seen it, and I'm the one calling and told the motherfuckers that some of bitch is flying.
God. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I was trying to get.
It ain't no joke, it ain't no bullshit. I was there personally watching both times when he flying down the track. If a motherfucker had been on the side of the goddamn wall, he'd have butt his motherfucking legs up.
Well, he told me it was gonna look like a pro mod whenever he do get it right.
Joe, I gotta keep it straight because I'm the Godfather.
Ain't no doubt.
I had a good looking pretty woman. But she couldn't cook with
all
the
my,
shit.
All
so until you got them cook me a meal.
All my Candyland people.
Until you cook me a meal, you still ain't did shit yet.
Motherfuck Candyland.
Who's that now? That's a hater. Whoever that. Who was that saying that?
Oh, that's Big Clark, motherfucker.
I know Big Clark is in there. And what Candyland got to do with it? Some of the bitch was at Candyland, you bitch. Who was that saying that anyway, though? That was Big
Candyland, people.
Candyland,
motherfucker.
Candyland. All right, let me find it. Big, what, BZ? BZ, come here, BZ.
Hey, listen. Hey, we done a lot of roaches on the show.
Hey, come on, Flop. I just told the motherfucker you ain't been talking about it lately, so you can't say that now. So be quiet. Don't take that back, Flop.
I ain't taking shit back. We done a lot of roaches on the motherfucking show.
Take that back, Clark. You know what, though? God damn it, Cold Killer finally got his arm pressure and finally looking pretty good. Y'all probably going to have a goddamn another Mardi Gras out there when the Nightmare and the Gangsta Boo 1 come back. Y'all so goddamn happy about one motherfucker. If two of y'all bitches come back, y'all probably going to have a goddamn fucking Mardi Gras, ain't you?
Hey, dog.
We need some. I'm going to be honest, man. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell the whole world the truth. Grudge Inc. has been down on firepower a little bit. What I mean by that, we thought we was going to be ready quicker and this and that, but every time you turn around, we adding something new, doing something other, just all kind of shit. So
Well, Joe, let me go and stop you before you say that, before I bust your bubble. Grudge Inc. won't win a fucking race against nobody. Any race Grudge Inc. win, I'm going to give you $300.
I'm going to beat the motherfucking brakes off Grudge Inc. Saturday and Sunday.
Godfather, you done lost your goddamn mind.
And motherfucker, I done lost until I find it then.
Machine is fucking coming. And I'm through with that.
Bread man. In your face.
Check this out. While we got the Godfather back, can we please get some callers in here to speak to the Godfather? They may want to wish him well for the raid.
Do it, Brad. Do it. Do it, Brad.
We done had some fun on this thing, but these folks that have been sitting around for 1 hour and 10 minutes waiting just to say, hey, Godfather, how are you? When are you going to get gas?
Well, let's get them on. Let's get them on, Brad. I understand you ain't got to get us the whole summer. Get them on.
You be knocking me out when you won't be doing that when dogs be on my ass. And when I'm good God about it. Anyway, Lady A, let some of them callers in here. We got dog on here. We got
Godfather.
Oh, I apologize. We got the Godfather. The Godfather's on. We also have the Mississippi Nightmare. We also have Tight Man on here. We also have the reigning contender, Dolomite on here.
Oh, Dolomite gonna blow doggone Bobby Child's butt out too, though. If he don't have to go to the bathroom first.
Good God.
Hey, where you at?
I'm here.
Okay, Lady, let's get some callers on. I'm gonna ask everybody to be quiet and put your phones on mute while we get some callers. Let's go down the list, Lady.
Caller 313-0448. Your mic is open. Caller 313-0448. Your mic is open.
Whoever it is, I don't care who it is. To the next. Melvin, your mic is open. Sound like he's back there working. He should be in town. He should be in town. Let's move right along.
I'm here. I just had to unmute the mic. I was washing my hands, man. I'm going to eat my lunch. I can't make it this weekend. I sure want to make it down there. But I had to work.
Well, Nevin, pray for us, all right? Pray that everything be a success, okay, buddy?
All right, I will do, man. And I'm going to go back on mute and keep on listening to the show. Y'all got a good show going on.
Thank you,
man.
Me and the prayer man do our best now.
That's a good show. I like what y'all are doing. Keep up the good work. And then tell all of them, put on a good show down there for all the fans to come out to the track this weekend. That's what's important.
Hey, we appreciate it, Mel. Hey, I want to leave you with this right here, though, one time in your mouth.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, y'all go to the next one.
All right.
All right.
Hello? No.
Call over
all the mics
if they won't talk.
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Redman, Mississippi Joe, Lady A. Hello, everybody. Dog, everybody. How y'all doing?
What's up,
what's up,
Oh, man, you know, I've been sitting here listening. I've been laughing. I've been enjoying myself. And this that's one of the key things that I talk about. Mississippi Joe Green, man, I know y'all familiar with what I'm talking about. When I say the old word, it seems like it's getting a little popular now.
Fellowship.
It's getting real popular now, Joe. You know why it's getting a little popular, Joe? Because
why?
Anybody that don't know anything about fellowship don't know nothing about love, Joe. You know,
well,
and then, I know all of us used to sit down at the round table and we used to have dinner and stuff together. And, Joe, the same love and the same fellowship that I had at home, that's the same kind of fellowship we had the first time we met each other. So, see, I know what fellowship is about, Joe, because when I come to something, I'm coming to something good, Joe. I don't go to nothing bad. And if it's good on both ends, Joe, then it makes a fellowship, man. So it just keeps it moving, man. I can't wait till this weekend, Joe. We're going to get a chance to see these grudging killers.
Now you're gonna be amazing.
And we're gonna get a chance to see who wanna come kill these grudging killers. I can't wait, man. I'm getting ready to get out of here.
Larry, you gonna be in Macon?
Huh?
You gonna be in Macon?
Yeah. With bells on.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna be in Macon and I ain't coming by myself. There's gonna be a bunch of us coming. Plus, I'm gonna bring Show Enough with me when I come.
Oh, Show Enough.
Yeah, I'm going to bring Show Enough with me when I come. And I'll make my little brother get his butt over there in the other seat and leave me alone, too, till we get there. Then he can do what he want to do.
That's what I'm talking about, Larry.
Hey, Joe, that's grudging, man. That's grudging. That's what we do,
about,
man.
Folks.
That's what we got to do.
That's what I'm talking about, folks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't no doubt about that.
Well, hey,
I just had to come on. Hey, Brent, man, I enjoy the hell out of you, man. Joe,
man.
You know I've been coming in representing Grudging, and I've been coming in supporting your cast, and I'm going to continue to do the same thing. Lady A, I hope your family continue to be well, and I hope you keep on doing good. I didn't want to ask you about my little buddy tonight because Mississippi Joe don't like for me to ask. And he be wanting to get me, Lady A, so I have to. I don't want to drive all the way down there with no hard head on, Lady A.
Hey,
but I'll be looking forward to seeing you all, Brent Man, Mississippi Joe, Dog, all of y'all, man. I'll be looking forward to seeing all of y'all, man. You know, and I just wanted to come in and say and have me a little fun and just let a few people know that I know what this thing is all about, what I be talking about. Because, hey, man, I didn't come this way on my own. I came this long walk, man, by faith, man. And you have to have that faith because God is number one, you know. So I'm gonna keep it moving.
Hey, Top Flight, since you hit me with that one, I got to leave you with something. One time in your ear with no fear. You have a good day. Have another caller.
Keep it moving, Lady.
Caller 770-2657. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, what's going on? Hello?
Caller 770-2657. Your mic is open.
Oh, my bad. I just wanted to say, this helpful. I just wanted to tell Mississippi Joe and Fred, man, congratulations on the show, man. Just want to get in there and give y'all my praise. Good luck and everything, and may y'all prosper.
Hey, appreciate that help, boy. You know what? I want to know today, man, don't let nobody steal your joy, and you be safe out there on the highways and byways there, Kaba.
Yes, bud. Okay. One question. The guy was talking about the Bumblebee. Is that the 2010 Camaro?
Yeah, this little Tony out of Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, I'm just trying to get an idea. I know last time he come down, you know, he wanted to run street cars. You know, and I'm just saying, is that the same thing he's still looking for now? Is he looking to run, you know, race cars, whatnot? Or, I don't know, I'm just...
Hey, Jamal, that ain't necessarily the truth. Now, when he came down, me and him was locked up at first. Now, the man run now. He
right.
Just looking for no street cars now.
Right, that's what I was just wondering. I remember last time that it seemed like he wanted more like something like that. But, you know, I was just wondering, you know, cause that's a pretty big call out he made there. You know, it's a lot of nice small block cars down here in the Macon area, you know, and I'm just wondering, is he saying all small blocks or whatnot, or, you know, can these cars be miniatures, or, I mean, is there any stipulation that, you know, he's got, or is he just looking to run any small block car? Not turbo none, but.
Well, I'm going to tell you what he told me last night. He said that Chris Tootin going to have his car in Macon.
Why?
And he want to try Bam Bam.
Uh-oh. Well, he want to try Sandman with him. I said he want to try Sandman with Tootin' car?
No, he said Bam Bam.
Oh, Bam Bam, okay. I don't know. Don't even get me to speaking on Bam Bam. I didn't know that car was still running. I thought they took it apart after he wrecked.
Well, I think he saw what Tony posted it on the board that Bam Bam will be ready.
Oh, okay. Excuse my ignorance. Nah, I just wonder because, you know, there's a lot of cars down there in the Macon area, small block cars and stuff. And, you know,
I'm
a bad. I mean, don't get me wrong, Bumblebee is a very impressive car, but, you know, that was just,
that was a pretty vague call out.
Yeah, who is that got that noise
in the background?
Y'all know I will mute these mics so quick, it don't even make no sense.
That might be Mississippi Joe. Let me go to mute.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for calling,
bye.
Bro.
All right. Hey, keep it moving.
Caller 229-1771. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? Red Man, dog, everybody. Yep.
What's happening, Bo?
I just want to let Breadman know I was called back and listened in on him, because I know he told me last week he's going to let him have it. So I'll just listen in on him. And I heard you were going to go there.
I'm good right now.
I'm glad you called yourself back down. All that been taken care of, so I didn't need to let yourself go out there. I don't know how to come over.
My man, I ain't no use to me even trying to pretend like I heard what you said. I ain't heard a word you said, bro.
I said, I was just talking about you. I know Brett Man told me last week he was going to let him have it because I didn't hear him say it that many times last week. And I just talking about you. And I'm I didn't hear him last week when he told a lot of people he was going to let him have it in the mouth and put a bunch down when he said, who are all and the normal spirit, man, I didn't hear him last week say it, but he let me know why he didn't say it, because his mom was on the phone.
Oh, yeah. That's
right.
And I told y'all I was going to call back, which I tried to call in there Friday to listen to the show anyway, so
what you think about the topic there? Come on with it.
I missed the topic, y'all, Brett, man.
Well, the topic was, will you lock in knowing that the man just want to test you? Will you lock in for a little bit of money knowing, will you run a guy for $250 when probably you'd like to run for $1,000, basically, knowing that that guy just want to test to see where you are?
No. If I've been out there running and all of my races have been up to a certain amount, if I got a pretty nice car running pretty good, I'm not gonna go below $1,000 or something like that. I'm not gonna go below $200 just to give him a raise.
Okay.
You gotta think about when you got a nice car, you spend more than $200 and just buy Nikes and belts and plugs and slicks and all that.
That's what Joe was getting at. But check this out. We're going to go ahead and snatch some other calls. Brother, I appreciate you for calling in. This one for you. One time in your mouth. Wit. Ow.
All right, Joe. Great, man. Joe, I'm going to miss y'all tomorrow. See, my wife ain't doing too well, though. I ain't going to be able to leave her, so I'm going to still miss y'all the weekend, too.
Okay, man. Well, just keep us in your prayers, okay, partner?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I sure want to get with her and y'all got that.
She ain't doing too well right now, so I ain't going to be able to leave for the weekend.
You're doing the right thing. That's what men do.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
We'll keep you in our prayers, and we hope you keep us in yours, sir.
Yes, sir, I will, man. Y'all have a safe out there.
All right, have a good one.
Okay, you too, Joe. You too, Brandon.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Keep it moving, lady.
Caller 219-5258. Your mic is open. Caller 219-5258. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, moving on. Caller 773-3490. Your mic is open.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, you paying attention, man.
Caller 773-3490.
Keep it moving. Everybody, they know the drill on the show. Keep it moving.
Caller 708-6369. Your mic is open.
Yeah. What's up, Race World, Girls World? What's going on, dog? Hey, Mississippi Joe, man, in your mouth. Ugh, how y'all like that? I'm just hollering in, checking in. You guys doing a great thing out there. I'm going to be there and see you guys get down. Bread, man, I want you to get that bread and bring some honey. You got that? Because you're going to need it.
Who is that?
Yeah, that's Willie.
Say what?
Willie.
man, it's Cadillac Joe. You know Joe get it in, baby. I got the midgets coming down talking about what it is.
Hey, man, when you going to make it to town, Bo?
Hey, I'm trying to get there probably Sunday.
Oh, you're going to be in Montgomery, huh?
Yeah. My favorite girl, her birthday is tomorrow, so I got to be with my sweetie.
Well, you better come on get her because I got her tonight.
Nah, you ain't got nothing. She right here with me now. Nah, what
hey,
you going to do? I'm talking about, dog. Get down.
Let me hear you say something.
All I'm going to say is the pilot goes early, man. They say they're going to clean the parking lot out, so you might want to get down there early.
Hey, I got my jet already filled up, bro. I'm coming down. That's how I do, but I'm enjoying the show just listening to you guys get it in.
Hey, man, thanks, bro. Is Chicago coming strong?
Oh, yeah, we coming in droves, bro. We coming.
Okay, bro, that's what I wanted to hear, bro.
That's the deal. So y'all just be ready because we coming strong. Ain't going to be no joke this time. It's the holiday weekend for the Grudge World. Talking about happy birthday celebration. 1 year anniversary. A minute more.
Hey, Joe, send that man his check. Joe, send him his check.
Yes, sir. Cadillac Joe from Chicago, y'all.
Chi-town, baby. That's how we do.
Hey, man. We appreciate you, Cadillac Joe. Keep that pimpin' going down, bro.
Oh, man, I just got to keep it right, man. But, you know, the Lord one got me going strong, so I just roll with it. I ain't no pep. I'm just me. He put his hands on me. I keep it going. I try to save souls.
That's what I'm talking about, folks.
I'm praying for everybody. Have all my brothers have a safe trip down there.
Hey, we praying for you, Cadillac. We praying for you, brother. Keep it moving.
We pray for everybody. We going to keep it moving, shutting it down, listening in. We laid. We gone.
All right, folks. That was my man, Smooth Talking Cadillac Joe, out of Chicago. The great state of Chicago, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it moving, lady.
Leon, your mic is open.
What's happening? What's happening, stranger?
Leaking. Is it you, Leaking?
No, that's right.
Leaking.
No, I ain't no
Leaking. Who you want?
Hey.
I know you ready to lock in somebody. Did you bring that killer down the weekend, yes or no?
No, I can't make it, man.
Yo, you better not.
Oh, Leaking.
I can't make it, man.
I understand. I've been looking for you, Leaky, and you know it.
I'll be wanting to go, but, you know, you only go so far as your money lets you.
Hey, man, you ain't have to go that far. I understand it, bro. Shit. You ain't talking to Donald Trump now.
Hey, you know what? I ain't no secret joke, because a lot of them won't say that, but I'm gonna keep it real with you. That's the only thing. I'm sitting up here looking at this sucker right now. I done load up and all that, my ends is right.
No, I can feel your pain, brother. I know you're telling the truth.
Well, maybe next time you'll be able to, you know, make it to the next one, man. You know, we coming
might,
up that
I,
way.
I want to go to Macon. I don't know. I got somebody might come on, and I might be able to go to Alabama. I might. I ain't going to get my whole build up, though, but the car ready. I ain't doing nothing but just checking everything, make sure everything stays tight. But it's ready to go.
Well, I hope it work out for you because I like to see you smiling. I know when you pull up, you're going to be smiling.
Hey, Joe, if you make it to Alabama and I don't hurt nothing in Macon, he got the back tie.
Oh, shit, I know. Ooh. Now, dog, he may make it now because they will come up with that guap up there.
Well, like I said, you know, I understand about the money cost. I just want to beat Leaky Leon. I like him, so I like to whoop his butt, though. He got the back tie if he make it to Alabama.
Damn.
You sure about not let me just know. You sure about not let me get my corner right? Because if I get my corner right, I sure will be there come Sunday morning. You know I don't like to miss you guys, man. I like to be there with you guys, man.
Yeah, man. We want you there too, but we all understand priorities first, though. That's just life, man. We understand that, Leaky.
Hey, dog, you know what? I don't even know I'm going in the blind ones, but you lucky. You just so lucky because I would take that back tie.
Okay, look here. If you make it, we'll talk about it. We don't want to talk about it if you ain't going to make it. If you come to Alabama, you ain't going to take no back tie. I'm going to give it to you.
Damn.
Hey, look. You hear what I said? You're going to give me the back tie, but I'm also going to take time with it, though, because I'm good at that.
You going to take what?
I'm gonna take time with that.
Every time I whoop somebody, you got one steak dinner coming with all the trimmings.
Hey, and if you don't whoop nobody, you got to buy me steak dinner. How about that?
Nope. If it don't, Joe got to eat some doggone sausage dogs.
Well, y'all might as well talk about some more shit.
Hey, Joe, you know I ain't gonna let you. You know I'm going to make let you eat steak dinner, man.
Man, listen. I don't like to eat everybody's steak. Sometimes they be tough.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'll let dog cook them in.
Hey, look at man. We got to keep it moving. Bread, man, three times in your face.
Now, hey, I think we're going to move on to something else right now. Hey, dog, I just want to ask you, man. I know you're excited for this weekend, but really and truly, you know, who is the first one you want to get to and make it?
Well, to be honest with you, Brad, man, you ain't going to believe this in. And I ain't trying to do nothing to be funny. Cold Killer.
Damn.
God damn.
Hey, dog, listen, man.
Cold Killer. They
tell me you be over there with the oxygen tanks and acting like Michael Jackson and shit. That's what they told me. Because, you know, you talking
I'm
going
to tell you like this here now. Whether Mississippi Joe want to admit it or not. He know doggone well when I was with him. I told him, I ain't backing up. I didn't say I was going to beat him. I said I wanted to run him. But if I run him, I think I can beat him. Now, I don't believe I can beat him, but I just want to run him. That'll be a straw in my head and his, too, because at least he be done ran a legend. But if I get away from him, ooh-wee, I'm going to drive that car, I'm going to drive the race car all the way to Alabama.
God damn. I
didn't want to, since y'all say y'all was getting away from the subject, I had a question I wanted to ask Mississippi Joe. I wanted to put him on the hot seat about some good stuff, though. It ain't nothing bad, but I wanted to put him on the hot seat. I was going to wait till final comments, but I want to do it now because somebody else might want to come in on this here. I want to ask Joe a question. Can I ask it?
Yeah. You pull it out, concerned, you got the flow.
Okay. Now, I got to admit now, if Joe can tell you from the first day I ever... Well, I'm not the first day he told me about the Gangsta Boo, but the first day I ever sat in the Gangsta Boo, I told Joe, in 2 years, would nobody be able to beat that car in 2 years. So far, my prediction is right now. Even though he lost the race, ain't nobody beat it, though. And I said that. I said it to say this here. I said, Cold Killer, we know he got a hell of a piece. Once he get it right, it ought to be pretty tough. And he looked pretty tough last night. Now, both of them in Grudge Inc. You got the Cold Killer in Grudge Inc. And you got the doggone Gangsta Boo, the original Gangsta Boo in Grudge Inc. Now, can they both live in the same house? I want Mississippi Joe to answer that question for me, please.
No, we fucking cannot. Somebody got
Joe, you gotta say it more. You gotta tell me more, man. You gotta tell me more. What you mean by that, Joe?
Hey, I'm going after that because a lot of people want to know. You heard Tight Man say that Grudge Inc. run Grudge Inc. We're going to run, but now. For me, do I have the grudge that I used to have for Cold Killer? No, I don't. But are we going to race? Yes, we are. I mean, it can only be one Don Dollar in the G-Bodies. Either way you look at it, it can only be one Don Dollar.
Okay. Now, Brad Van, do your job and ask the fans what they think. Cause Joe just answered it, and I got to admit, he answered it like I thought he was going to answer because he's telling the truth. Whether we want to say it on the behind the curtains or out front, Joe just answered it the right way now.
Dog, I'm going to say this right here, and Joe on the phone. Joe, when did we talk about the same question Dog just gave you?
Way back, a long time ago, and I told you the same answer too, Dinner Bread.
No, but tell them the recent, this morning, we just had this conversation this morning, 11 o'clock this morning, dog. We just had this conversation.
Hey, not and trying to run the show, Bread Man. Go to the phone. I want to see what the callers think about it. Because Joe answered the way I would have answered it, though. I want to see what the callers think about what Joe said.
Okay, dog, I'm going to get to him, but I got to ask you a question, dog. What made you think of that question, and what made you just come out with that question? I mean, knowing
I know how you're trying to ask me. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay.
when me and Mississippi Joe was sleeping together, what I mean, when me and him was bosom buddies,
uh-huh.
Mississippi Joe always wanted to be on top. And I don't see no reason why he shouldn't still want to be on top if he think he the baddest motherfucker in the valley.
Ain't nothing changed but the weather. That's it, Godfather.
That's why I asked it, Brad. That's why I asked it. I just want to see that he still had that same fire.
Lady A, can we get the vice president on here right now, Cold Killer? Did we just settle all this right here? Cold Killer, if you out there, call in. Cold Killer, the VP of Grudge, Inc. Call the show. MJ and Breadman one time. Ugh.
Well,
if you
don't
listen, I'll call him.
Lady A, will you pull me in the private room, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Keep on going, Brad. We ain't got to stop the show because they're going to the private room.
Hey, Lady A, could we get some callers in here, please?
She in the private room. She can't get nobody.
Well, it's all good. But, dog, check this out.
Listen, talk to me, bro.
I asked you about, you know what I mean, who you had. You want to run Cold Killer. You know everybody and their mama going to be after him. But not so much, you know what I mean, on the big page. But what about some of these guys that have been shooting at you that, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the wrong answer. Because they ain't been shooting at me. I've been shooting at them. Ain't nobody been biting. I got the little gray one card. Old Smokey's standing on standby right now. She got a crippled leg on her right now. But she's still coming. But I've been drawing on everybody, Brad. I ain't been able to get nobody to run me.
Hey, y'all, I want to say something real quick. And Brad, man, will tell you. I told Brad, man, and I think I told you, Godfather, it's only really two of them out there that's in the run. That I always thought would be in the run, in the race.
The white boys and who?
No, Real Tree and Killer.
Okay, you're right. You damn sure did, Joe. I told you Real Tree and you told me Killer.
Yeah, I told both of them, you know why? Because you got to spend money, man.
Yeah, you said that now.
If you ain't spend no motherfucking cheese, you ain't going to be in the race.
But Joe,
but Joe,
to be honest with you, to be honest and truthful, that G-Body shit, if Cold Killer come out here and come out, what I'm saying, what I mean by come out on the regular, it's going to be some shit. You got Cold Killer, you got the White Boys, you got Real Tree, and whether y'all like it or not, you got Tony Bynes. Y'all got some goddamn killers out here right now, man.
You telling the truth, and I just want to give big props out to everybody out there doing it on stock suspension also.
Oh, now you got a point there, Joe. I know where you're going. I'm going on mute.
No, I'm just giving bigger props to the ones who's doing it on stock suspension like we gonna do it.
More definitely.
I got to give them their shine because they really shine.
Well, I'm going to say big props to anybody that step up in that arena. Anybody that get in that G-Body arena is some bad mofos, I'm going to tell you right now. That's just my take on it. And we're going to leave it at that. Lady A, do we have any callers that would like to address Dog's question that he put out there for Mississippi Joe?
Let me check just a moment. Caller 817-7379. Your mic is open.
No comment, just listening in.
Hey, ask Larry. I want to see what Larry got to say about it. He'll tell the truth.
All right, let me find Larry. Your mic is open.
Mr. Larry.
Yeah, hello, Lady A. I'm right with you. What was the question?
Go ahead, Godfather.
The question was, I asked Mississippi Joe, since Cold Killer's back out and he's going to be a killer, and the Gangster Boo is coming back and he's going to be a killer, can both of them live in the same house? Mississippi Joe said, hell to the no. He said, ain't but one damn mouse in this house, and it was going to be the Gangster Boo. I just want to know what you thought about that.
Okay. When you say the master, you said the master of the
the 29-inch tie or the master in grip?
Larry, what we just said, everybody know that the Gangsta Boo was the master of G-Bodies. Everybody know that. Okay, Cold
right.
Killer's coming out, and he's supposed to be a bad joker, too. Both of them now is in Grudge Inc. Can both of them live in the same house, Larry?
Yeah, both of them can live in the same house, but it ain't going to be, it's got to be a number one or number two. Both of them can't be number one. So if you ask me to pick one, then I can do that.
No, you know, I ain't asking to pick now. Joe said he was going to be number one. Joe already said he was going to be the master.
Okay. But you know, Grudge Inc. will raise Grudge Inc.
Yeah, we know that, Larry. I think you don't. Breadman, reword the question so you can understand how we're trying to answer it.
No, I got it, Godfather. Larry, what dog was saying basically, since, you know, everybody know Cold Killer's my VP. He our VP. He the vice president of Grudge Inc. What I was telling the Godfather, my grudge with Cold Killer's no longer, I don't have the urge like I used to have it because I've begun to know him and grown to him and knowing him. And it's not as strong as it used to be. But, here go that but. And y'all know but kills everything that you said before. But, it can only be one Dandada. Do you understand what I'm saying, Larry?
Yes, I do. I understand exactly what you're saying. I understood what Dawg said.
Right.
But what I was doing, what I was saying was that it's a way to the way to come up to find out who number one, Joe. I mean, I can say I'm number one. You can say you're number one. And the only way we can find out, Grill G got to try Grill G. You know,
we
should
that,
have a
we
talk.
We know they're going to fight. We know they're going to
okay.
fight.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
And you know, it's just going to be a competitive. It's going to be competitive. You know, and I really thrive for competitiveness. I thrive for it, and that's what it's going to be. You know, it's going to be who's doing their homework and who's not. And it's going to be who's staying on top of the game and who's not. So it remains to be seen, everybody.
Joe, I got to apologize, man, and we all need to apologize. I forgot about my main man, Big Low. You got to throw him in the mix, too, Big Low.
Man, dog, I'm going to tell the truth. Low is my man, but Low just...
No, I was talking about, because we were talking about the bad G-Bodies out there. We ain't talking about in the same house fighting. We know as many lumps as he took from the Gangsta Boo, I don't think he want no more lumps from that.
Yeah, he want them, but I'm like a lot of other people. It's going to cost you this time. It's going to cost you when you mess with us when we come back out. We done spent too much money. And I got that from the boss himself, T.S.
But I'm
finna go watch T.S. Done spent too much money. So either we going to go deep in the hole or get a little mortgage money or something. That's the way it goes. So all them out there that like to bet the 1500 just to see where you at and the 1500 or whatever, we going to see how much. Who is that?
I'm saying no more of that.
Who is that? Hey, lady. Okay. Well, all those that like to bet the 1500 and this and that, we're going to see how much your fans really with you and your fan club really with you. Y'all going to have to get up some pots. That's all I can say. We're going to really see who with y'all. That's all I can say. Brad, what you got to say?
Well, is this closing comments? Because, man, listen here. We did everything we got to do. And, Joe, I tell you, I enjoyed myself. Dawg, I really enjoyed you. I want to say, hey, man, I just want to say one time for everybody who's traveling out on that road tonight, man, y'all be safe. I want to, you know what I mean, say hello to y'all Saturday and Sunday, you know what I mean, if Lord's willing. I'll definitely make it out there. I want y'all to be safe, man. Try to keep yourself cool. And enjoy yourself, man. Try to keep negativity out of your mind and love in your heart. And this is the Bread Man, one time in your mouth. Ugh.
Appreciate you, Bread Man. Godfather, go ahead and give him a final comment. Godfather.
Yeah, what you got, Joe?
Go ahead and give him a final comment, man. We finna get on out of here.
No, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate y'all letting me come on and vent and talk my little shit. No harm, man. We just out there trying to do it up, man. Hey, man, and like I said, Grudge Inc. putting on is gonna do a good thing. We're gonna come down there and celebrate the. We're gonna be at AT down in Macon. We're gonna do our thing down there, and then we're gonna roll right on over to Doggone the 19th and celebrate Grudge Inc. Birthday over there. Whether you're in Grudge Inc. or not, we're gonna be over there having us a good time, whether you like it or not. And we're gonna all come together. We're gonna do some fellowship. We're gonna do some ass kicking racing, and we're gonna have a good time. That's all I gotta say, man. Keep doing what you're doing, baby.
And Godfather, you promised me that me and you gonna start some shit on them mics tomorrow. Will you promise me that?
Joe, if I promise you that, I'd be lying. You know it's autumn fucking magic, man. It's automatic, man. I promise you that. Hey, look here, Joe. Don't you pump that guy up that was on that last time. And you pump him up, I ain't gotta say shit. You had him pumped up, man.
I can't wait to see y'all, Breadman Godfather, everybody in Montgomery, Alabama. May the 19th, that's this Sunday. I'm sorry, fans, I won't make it to Macon, but I will be in Montgomery. And so I'm going to be looking forward to seeing everybody. And I got to get on. The show is a great show. I wish I could continue, but, you know, we have to put our priorities first. So I'm going to get off the show and close the show down. Looking forward to seeing everybody the weekend. And I want to leave y'all with this. God is amazing. Good night, everybody.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgingtv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.